And good evening. Thank you for joining us. I think we're working on a microphone, but there you are.
Thank you for having me.
What about this concert? So the first one in a long time, I guess.
Yeah, first concert in 18 months. It was great. Really fun to be playing together. Really great crowd, and yeah, it felt really good. It felt really good. Yeah.
How did you prepare this concert? If you didn't play together?
Well, we actually rehearsed separately for a lot of it, for all of it. We've played this set quite a few times, so you just kind of need to jog your memory a bit, really, and it comes back quite quickly. It's you know, it's in your fingers, in your body, and when you run over the parts, you remember it all quite quickly. We rehearsed separately and then brought it together tonight. It was really, really fun. Really fun to play together.
The music is sometimes very exciting and exhilarating. Mm. But your saxophone lines are really keening, languorous, I could say.
Yeah.
And you put them above the layers of the bass and the drums and the synthesizers. Why that choice?
I think there's often so much going on in the rhythm section that playing more texturally and melodically kind of fits the sound of the band more, I think. And it sort of, I think it enables me to play what I find quite an interesting way, which is a focus on texture and melody to a certain extent, rather than rhythm and like technicality, which I suppose is what the bass player and the drummer do more. It's more groove based, maybe a bit more, more rhythmic, I suppose. So it's that kind of, I think it's that combination and the juxtaposition of the two halves that makes it work. Yeah.
The hang, that percussion instrument, new, gives a special colour on the music.
Yeah, I think that's what's quite special about it is that now people know the sound. It was invented in the year 2000, but it's not like a common sound. It's quite unique. And so that, in combination with everything else that's going on, means that it's, just like quite an individual sound that we can sort of, I guess, own as a band. There's not much else that has that combination of instruments in. And it's just, I think because it's this combination of both, having notes but also rhythmic, it gives this sort of hypnotic effect to it. So it's a lots of, repeated motifs, basically, which is quite, I think that's where some of the influence of American minimalism comes in, is that, short repeated motifs that gradually evolves, and it's quite hypnotic and enables us to play melodically around it and develop grooves underneath it as well. So yeah, it's a bit of a like a central part of the group, but we don't use it for every track. I think it's important not to be defined by that alone and try and broaden out for it, but it's definitely something that gives us a unique quality. Mm-hmm. Helps give us a unique quality.
Portico made a new album, Terrain.
Yeah.
But you didn't play that music. That's different music, I can say. The set you played tonight was with pieces from different previous albums.
Yeah, I felt like tonight we wanted, because we were playing at I can't remember what time we went on. I think we went on at about 8 o'clock or something like that.
8:30.
8:30. Okay, yeah. And the sun's going down. It's it's a Friday night, and I don't know if Terrain would have worked in that environment. It's a lot calmer, it's a lot more it's like you said, it's more of a sort of 5 o'clock album or early afternoon album.
High tea album, maybe.
Yeah, totally. But we were, I think this set that we've developed, it's more suitable for this kind of gig, really. It's a bit more it's a bit more powerful and rhythmic, and it's got a lot of club influences in it. So it works a Friday night at, 8:30 till 10. Is that how long we played? Something like that.
I believe it was quite an endeavor getting here from Great Britain.
Yeah. Well, we not only have COVID, but also Brexit.
So that's double trouble.
Double trouble, yeah. It's just a lot harder.
And meaning what?
Meaning, well, with COVID, there's all the testing. So you have to do several tests, both going out and then coming back. Uh-huh. And then with Brexit, you have to declare all your goods at the both the English and we came by Lille, so the French border on the way out, and then again going back, you have to
every single drum and every single
every there. Single drum has to be listed, every yeah. little bit of equipment. So it just takes quite a long time.
Okay.
So it's you know, it's not so easy anymore. But I mean, I'm hoping that it will smooth out a bit.
Eventually,
I'm optimistic that might happen, but you know, who knows? Really.
It will be in the history of Portico that you played the first concert after all the COVID and Brexit troubles.
Yeah,
Antwerp Jazz Middleham.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I think it will be a really memorable one for that reason.
Yeah.
As long as well as it being a great gig, you know.
Thank you for making the effort getting here, and good luck getting back.
Oh, you're welcome.
Also, thank you for joining us.
Cool. Yes.
Welcome back. Ze bouwen al 15 jaar aan hun parcours en zelf omschrijven ze hun muziek als widescreen instrumental music. Cinematografisch dus, op het kruispunt waar jazz, elektronica en minimal music samenkomen. En let zeker ook op de hangdrums natuurlijk. Ze hebben 6 platen, hun laatste is een EP die heet Terrain. En dat Terrain staat voor ons persoonlijke landschap dat we het afgelopen jaar bij uitstek en tot treurens toe konden verkennen. Een meditatie op deze zotte tijden. Tijdens dit concert trekken ze opnieuw alle registers open, dames en heren. Het is hun eerste concert in 18 maanden. En vroeger vonden ze toeren soms vermoeiend, maar als het ineens terug kan, dan geeft dat ineens zot veel goesting. En ik hoop voor u hetzelfde. Applaus voor Portico Quartet!
Thank you so much. How are you doing? Are you okay? We're Portico Quartet. It's a pleasure to play for you again after... This is our first show after 18 months, so... It's a pleasure to be back. Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, that was Signals in the Dusk. The next one we're going to play for you is called Current History. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Can you give it up for Jack Wiley on saxophones? Keir Vine. Mike Fitzpatrick on bass. With Portico Quartet, it's been a pleasure to play for you after so long. It actually feels really great. So thanks so much for coming. We've got one last song for you. This one's called City of Glass. We'll see you again soon, I hope. Thank you. Merci. Thank you. Thank you so much. Give it up once more for Jack Wiley, Dear Vine, Michael Fitzpatrick. That's all we've got time for. See you next time. Merci, thank you.
And good evening. Thank you for joining us. I think we're working on a microphone, but there you are.
Thank you for having me.
What about this concert? So the first one in a long time, I guess.
Yeah, first concert in 18 months. It was great. Really fun to be playing together. Really great crowd, and yeah, it felt really good. It felt really good. Yeah.
How did you prepare this concert? If you didn't play together?
Well, we actually rehearsed separately for a lot of it, for all of it. We played this set quite a few times, so you just kind of need to jog your memory a bit, really, and it comes back quite quickly. It's you know, it's in your fingers, in your body, and when you run over the parts, you remember it all quite quickly. We rehearsed separately and then brought it together tonight. It was really, really fun. Really fun to play together.
The music is sometimes very exciting and exhilarating.
Mm.
But your saxophone lines are really keening, languorous, I could say.
Yeah.
And you put them above the layers of the bass and the drums and the synthesizers. Why that choice?
I think there's often so much going on in the rhythm section that playing more texturally and melodically kind of fits the sound of the band more, I think. And it sort of, I think it enables me to play what I find quite an interesting way, which is a focus on texture and melody to a certain extent, rather than rhythm and like technicality, which I suppose is what the bass player and the drummer do more. It's more groove based, maybe a bit more rhythmic, I suppose. So it's that kind of, I think it's that combination and the juxtaposition of the two halves that makes it work. Yeah.
The hang, that percussion instrument, new, gives a special color on the music.
Yeah, I think that's what's quite special about it is that now people know the sound. It was invented in the year 2000, but it's not like a common sound. It's quite unique. And so that, in combination with everything else that's going on, means that it's just like quite an individual sound that we can sort of, I guess, own as a band. You know, there's not much else that has that combination of instruments in. And it's just, I think because it's this combination of both, you know, having notes but also rhythmic, it gives this sort of hypnotic effect to it. So it's a lots of, you know, repeated motifs, basically, which is quite, I think that's where some of the influence of American minimalism comes in, is that, you know, short repeated motifs that gradually evolve, and it's quite hypnotic and enables us to play melodically around it and develop grooves underneath it as well. So yeah, it's a bit of a like a central part of the group, but you know, we don't use it for every track. I think it's important not to be defined by that alone and try and broaden out for it, but it's definitely something that, you know, gives us a unique quality. Mm-hmm. Helps give us a unique quality.
Portico made a new album, Terrain.
Yeah.
But you didn't play that music. That's different music, I can say. The set you played tonight was with pieces from different previous albums.
Yeah, I felt like tonight we wanted, because we were playing at like, I can't remember what time we went on, I think we went on at about 8 o'clock or something like that.
8:30, yeah.
8:30, okay, yeah. And you know, like the sun's going down, it's, you know, it's a Friday night, and I don't know if Terrain would have worked in that environment. It's a lot calmer, it's a lot more like, you know, it's like you said, it's more of a sort of 5 o'clock album or an early afternoon album.
High tea album, maybe.
Yeah, totally. But we were, you know, I think this set that we've developed, it's more suitable for this kind of gig, really. It's a bit more like, it's a bit more powerful and rhythmic, and it's got a lot of club influences in it. So works a Friday night at, you know, 8:30 till 10. How long we played? Something like that.
I believe it was quite an endeavor getting here from Great Britain.
Yeah. Well, we not only have COVID, but also Brexit.
So that's double trouble.
Double trouble, yeah. It's just a lot harder.
And meaning what?
Meaning, well, you know, with COVID, there's all the testing. So you have to do several tests, both going out and then coming back. Uh-huh. And then with Brexit, you have to declare all your goods at both the English and, we came by Lille, so the French border, on the way out. And then again, going back, you have to...
Every single drum and every single...
Every single drum has to be listed, every little bit of equipment. So it just takes quite a long time. Okay. So it's, you know, it's not so easy anymore. But I mean, I'm hoping that it will smooth out a bit.
Eventually.
I'm optimistic that might happen, but you know, who knows? Really.
It will be in the history of Portico that you played the first concert after all the COVID and Brexit troubles.
Yeah.
Antwerp Jazz Middleham.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it will be a really memorable one for that reason. Yeah. As it being a great gig, you know.
Thank you for making the effort getting here, and good luck getting back.
Oh, you're welcome.
Also, thank you for joining us.
Cool. Yeah,